The state Senate today introduced a resolution that would accept any federal economic stimulus money Governor Palin turns down. Yesterday, she indicated her acceptance of less than 70% of the $930 million to which the state is entitled. Pointing to the effects on Alaska of the national economic situation, the resolution certifies the acceptance of all stimulus money available to the state and all its political subdivisions. Meanwhile, Governor Palin this morning began facing opposition to her decision that left $288 million on the table.
I think this is the best question. It's about managing expectations.
She met with a group of about 75 protesters on the steps of the Capitol this morning, saying that she had not rejected any of the federal money and that all of it is up for discussion. Joining us from the Capitol is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, yesterday we thought she was rejecting half of the stimulus money, but that's not the case. What happened?
Well, half was the number that was used during the press conference. It was in the press release that went out. It was all the numbers, and nobody had actually seen the numbers until that had happened. Late in the afternoon, a new set of numbers appeared. That was never corrected officially by the governor's office, but the Office of Management Budget released the numbers, and it actually came out that she accepted nearly 70% instead of 55%. You know, it was not corrected, but hey, we'll work with what we got.
Well, she said today that she hasn't rejected anything, that all that federal money is on the table for discussion. Wasn't yesterday's announcement a rejection of a substantial amount of the package?
Yes, and the understanding of it depends on who you're talking to. I mean, you know, she didn't have a problem yesterday with letting reporters ask about being a rejection. And, you know, there was nothing open-ended in anything. I mean, she specifically said she is accepting just 55% of the available money, and that's a direct quote. You know, some legislators yesterday were saying she just punted on some of the decisions with the rest of the money, but, you know, it's a semantic question. I mean, you know, what? I'm not going to go try to define what the difference is between not accepting and rejecting.
Dave, what are you hearing? Are there specific things that legislators want to include that the governor has left out?
There are some general things they want. Of course, the big one is the education money. There's been a big play for getting that accepted. There's been a big argument that the governor was incorrect in her assumptions on it. It's gotten far and away the biggest response here within the Capitol. However, there's, you know, weatherization money, energy money. Some people don't understand turning down anything for public safety. You know, there's a supporter for everything that's out there. The problem is that what doesn't yet exist is a detailed list of projects that the governor doesn't want. You know, there's a placeholder on the Office of Management and Budget's website for that. But, you know, here we are 18 hours after the announcement, and last I checked, which was not just a few minutes ago, it still isn't there.
Well, what projects do we know about?
For example, and this is one of the things that was pointed out to me today, in turning down the weatherization or the energy efficiency money, the governor said it would require a statewide building code. Well, you know, there are a lot of arguments against that. You know, not many people really want one, and it's not really practical in a state like Alaska. But those who have actually studied the federal bill say that, you know, the law requires an energy efficiency standard within the next 8 years. And that's designed to assure that the money is actually going to projects that are going to save fuel. You know, the state already has something like that with its energy rebate program. There are actually inspections to show how much money you're saving on energy saving projects around your home, and it's you know, it affects the amount of money you get, and that seems to be where legislators are having a problem with the governor, is over this sort of definition, the information, the details of exactly what is required.
So what's next?
Well, the governor's bill will get quick hearings. Meanwhile, the details on what is left on the table will be coming out. They believe it now is going to be an April 3rd deadline. That's the one the governor specifies that she's got to sign something. There is no real certainty as to when everybody else has to take any further actions, but they figure, well, April 3rd is a good target to shoot for. So this resolution will likely pass very quickly. And the whole thing, will be finished in the next 2 weeks. And it's that kind of a quick deadline on things, and it's got to be done, and then they got to start spending.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.